So while Fanny's loading this up, I'll let the next phase of this, so John and Fanny James Vick have been working for the last few weeks on looking at the park as a whole and also looking at Shore Acres and how it ties into the community, and come up with some ideas as to tying this together and some amenities. We, you know, want to get your feedback. We also have a little bit of opportunity over the next hour or so before the meeting up on the 4th to make some tweaks if there's things that you know, you guys feel maybe should be tweaked, but that's pretty limited, obviously, what we can do over the short time.
Sure.
I'll let you guys go.
Feng Yi and I will kind of, we're going to share sort of this presentation, but I'm going to sort of do the first part, and Feng Yi will take us through the Miramar Park design. And then there, I'll follow up with a couple ideas that are sort of away from the shore. So just some thoughts about something we could do tomorrow and Shore Acres. It's not, it's related to the park, but it's another idea. Our first slide is obviously it's an aerial photo. I'm sorry.
I said you got us at the edge of our seat.
Got you where?
At the edge of our seat.
Oh, good. But you have to talk about these things before you see or start showing pictures. But we start here, but, you know, the context. We have 146 on the left side of the slide. We have old 146 and Broadway that comes down the middle, and the Bayport Channel, the Yacht Club, and then Shore Acres, which is the bayside lot pattern and the west of between Broadway and I-46, the more estate sort of larger lot pattern. And I was really interested in talking, and when Larry and I first talked about the opportunity of this project, I was a history major before I was a landscape architect. So one of the things has been a number of years ago, but the land plan, as I believe, the land plan was done by George Kessler, who was a landscape architect out of Kansas City. And I saw the Shore Acres plan and an exhibit of his work at the National Convention in Kansas City, which is, I don't know, maybe 15, 18 years ago. I went to the Texas Room downtown at the Houston Library, and I think maybe, David, you may have a copy of this plan in...
David's not here.
There may be a copy of this on record. This is the original. They had two copies down at the Texas Room. The originals. They're in plastic acetate. They've been laminated. It's hard to take photos of them in the library. But this is the original land plan, and pretty much the city is the same, even though the golf course isn't there on the west end, and the hotel site and the circle at the pier. You know, we don't have a hotel, but we do have the Houston Yacht Club. Next one. Mm-hmm. And in the brochure, and I have some bits and pieces of it here on the backside, there's some wonderful descriptions of the city, the proposed city of Shore Acres. And here's a picture of the bluff, the top one. And, you know, I know from personal experience of the subsidence that we see down here in the early 70s and late 70s at 5, 6, 7 feet. But look at the scale of the people there in the bluff.
Wow.
And then there's an older photo in the bottom that Fungi has found and put in there.
Yeah, truly a bluff.
Yeah, it was a bluff.
Red bluff may have been.
Yeah, well, red bluff has gone away. It's been eroding the last 55 years. And it, next one. So here, this is a 1930s aerial of, and so the Yacht Club was 1926, all the trees, other than the natural pine mixed hardwood forest and stuff on the left, obviously all the trees in the community have been planted, certainly.
Wow, I never would have guessed that.
Huh?
I thought they'd been here forever.
But the trees?
Yeah.
Now look at that. And the railroad, you know, the wonderful thing is the railroad right away, you know, went right through the city. Next one.
Yeah, there's still railroad track back up in some of those lots along.
And
right there by the.
And so.
Mary Bethams.
Yeah.
before the new 146, obviously Broadway was kind of how you got here. And we've got a couple slides to talk about the boulevard, Shore Acres Boulevard, the new boulevard, the four-lane boulevard with the median and the remnants and of the pine forest and the woods. But one of the neatest things, I think, is the if we go to the next slide, is the Phoenix canariensis palms. And I don't know when they were planted. They weren't on the 1930 slide, but they were sometime after 1930. They grow very slowly. They're cold hardy. And there is a wonderful stand here, and I have visions of us infilling the empty places and maybe getting rid of, you'll see a slide, getting rid of the tallow trees that encroach in the right of way. I mean, there's some oaks and other things, and you kind of say, well, there's a couple that are blown over, and you kind of like to kind of cut them back. But you can make a case to get rid of the tallow trees because they have nice fall color, but they're invasive. But this is east of Broadway. And then we've got we know what the park looks like, and there are a few Texas sable palms existing on the south, on sort of the south leg.
Why this one doesn't have that one?
No, it doesn't. No, there's a Phoenix canariensis has been planted.
Well, he came from somebody's house that donated it. They, he was building the house, and so he was going to have to cut it down.
Uh-huh.
Instead of cutting it down, we
got it. It looked like it's growing, actually.
Yeah,
it's growing. Uh-huh. But that's sort of just the introduction of some ideas, of bigger ideas, and we'll come back to those after we've gone through the concept for the park. Anya, you want to take over?
Oh, sure. So we've been looking at the current condition of the park. You know, currently you have this row of the palm trees, but they are really far apart of each other because I was measuring it's about 200 to 300 feet. So you really doesn't have the feelings of the row of palm trees. And John was talking about the palm trees along the road east of the Broadway.
Shore Acres Boulevard.
We only got so much money in that grant.
Yeah. Well, we plant little small ones. It takes forever for them to grow, but they will. If you don't plant them, you never have them.
But then we had an issue back then of the homeowners. Some of the homeowners were upset because it was blocking their view.
Oh, I know. We had preserved the view as one of our.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Well, those people are gone now.
We could
see them. No more houses there, but they're gone.
Yeah, right. Get them while there's no houses. Yeah.
Hurry up.
It's just the goal of the palm trees is really kind of emphasize the sense or the identity of your community. So that's why trying to have some idea on that.
And the three little parking spaces, we were talking about. And there's a porta-can. There is a porta-can down there.
Temporary. Yacht Club puts it out there from time to time.
Who does?
Yacht Club.
When they have
we put it down there.
So is there someone pick up?
Yeah, well, it's kind of thing.
So yeah, and this basically is the south end of the Miramar Park, and kind of like the role of the Christmas Rose there, and this view is looking from the beach and down to the north, and you have this very nice shoreline there, and if you saw that, the palm trees is kind of far away, and you can now recognize it from here.
So now from that shot, the bluff looks as tall, maybe as tall as it was when we saw in the other one.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's much taller, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh? It was like that was in the water.
So,
yeah,
it was
in the water. Yeah, right.
Zooming out a little bit, we can see the entire Miramar Park at the side, and then we are looking at the all the access points to the site, and there are six of them, and from 6th Street, doesn't count about the Shrieker Circle. And I took some photos from the tours, and you can see that it's almost, some of them are almost identical, because each of the access, they put a chair there, and has an amenity. When the park gets wider, then there is music and so.
Yeah.
Almost dancing here. So when the park gets wider, then there's a chair and then palm trees are nearby. You know, kind of like someone already has the idea that, you know, put amenities right at the access of each road. So we just want to formalize this kind of ideas. You know, instead of putting the chair that more close to the road, maybe we're pushing on towards to the waterside where it's a little bit cooler and you get the breeze from the ocean, from the bayside. And
the reason they're where they're at is because they're closer to the road. And if we put the walking trail, if we put the sidewalk in, we're totally, I think we're good for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The only reason we put those chairs where they're at is because of access to the road.
That's where people are mostly walking along
right.
the road.
Right.
Out there
right.
Grass. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
the side of the bench one down there.
When did they put those chairs in? We do the after, right?
I mean, well.
Well, Chuck's got
Chuck's
put in first.
He's
number
he's
one
been
down
gone.
There.
15 years ago.
Yeah, like we're talking about
10, 15
years ago.
And a variety of times.
Right.
If we had the money, we did one.
Right.
So we're kind of like thinking about, you know, pushing the road to the close to the waterside. So maybe we extend the road and then go across the Miramar Park and then end at the edge. So here, this is our kind of like a
can you put it into the presentation mode and make it a little bit larger?
Yeah,
yeah.
Put it down in the. There you go.
Okay, so this is still smaller, but I just want to keep it on this level so that you can. I'll just quickly summarize the main feature of the park, the things that we're going to put into the park. So the first thing is the trail, and you can see. It's a 8 feet concrete trail that sitting on top of the revetment. If you still remember that Larry showed you the engineer section of the revetment, there is a 5 feet flat zone. We're going to extending the 5 feet to 8 feet so you can get a very comfortable walking path all along the revetment.
Two dogs can pass and be happy.
Yeah, and then talking about the sense and density of the community, then I'm putting a role of the palm trees next to the trail. That's the second feature. And then the third feature would be we extended the each row. As I can remember, this is a
that's metal lawn and
forest
and shady
Oakdale.
Lawn and Oakdale.
Yes, so that's the four street we're trying to push into the water, extend to the water, and then we kind of have the structure we call it overlook structure. We're kind of trying to bring people right at the edge of the water.
That'll be nice.
So they align with the street intersections.
Right.
So they're not directly in front
of
someone's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now what happened to the, because I wasn't here at the last one, the bulkheads to go out to preserve like Shell Beach? Did
the,
we decide against that?
The Shell Beach itself is really pretty stable.
Right.
That corner down there, it stays pretty stable.
So we wouldn't have to worry about putting one out there. It's not worth it.
We are talking about extending this, and I forget the street name,
Oakdale.
Lining up with that. So
that first one.
That does mean extending the beach area.
That's Shadow Lawn.
But
the beach is in this plan grows about 100 feet to the north, so it's about 100 feet wider.
It's a bigger beach here.
It's a bigger beach.
Okay, so it does extend that beach out.
Yeah, we would have to add to the beach if we wanted to have that be the tide.
That's really
part.
A nice.
We wanted to extend it a little, but not a whole bunch.
Yes.
So that would be nice.
Is that concrete walk or is that something else?
It's concrete.
Concrete.
Oh,
walk.
Yeah.
An 8 foot wide concrete.
Getting
wall.
Excited.
Right. You'll see some sections and some blow ups.
Now, is that for vehicles or is that?
No,
that's for walking.
No, for walking.
Okay. That's for walking.
No vehicles.
No vehicles.
15, 20 years old.
So, trying to zoom in so that you can see more details. The trail is kind of at the start of the trail. We're kind of like making a loop, and then on one side of the loop, it will be directly connect the road. And the you know, usually when you see a trailhead or a portal of the trail, you always see a paved area. Then we are trying to avoid doing that because, you know, we're heard that people are going to just parking their cars. So we're trying to avoid that thing. So we make the, you know, minimize our paved area, and we're going to make the middle of the circle kind of like a landscape zone, and we put the board of the Shell Beach sign there, and then planting some kind of plants there to formalize the sign.
So I think that would work there for putting that handicap parking, right? Because then you would have the trailhead.
Yeah, we would put it essentially where the existing parking is now. Yeah.
Right, but then they would be able to access it with the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
The one issue is they launch small little sailboats there. They actually back a trailer or a Sea-Doo or whatever, wave runner.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to.
They're not supposed to do that.
Well, that's fine. It's fine with me, but I was told you use it more often, I guess, with your equipment, with that.
Well, see, a lot of them trailer it down by hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just like,
yeah, they take it off.
Just like they do from the yacht club.
Yeah.
They have a hand.
The little hand, the little hand dollies, not a trailer.
Yeah. In fact, that give them a little bit of pavement, a little way.
Mm-hmm.
Before they hit
the
ground. I've got one little concern with it. The way that flat port is coming in from the end of Shady Lawn, it sticks out past the rocker jetting again. It's going to act right there. It's going to start making another Shell Beach along the front of that rock rivet, with the way that the tides and everything flow in. As Shell Beach is replenishing, you're going to start a mini Shell Beach coming right off the left-hand side of it.
Oh, with it projecting out into the water, that dimension.
Yeah.
And you're going to start catching it here. What you're going to do, you're going to start getting erosion on this side. You're actually going to start bringing the beach back with a hole here, and you're going to start beach over here. So what's going to happen with that design?
Yeah, I mean, you've got a good point.
I think you're right. I'm certainly right about that.
Yeah. But you want to talk, Peggy, about what that is?
This is basically what we call is a super staff, which is kind of like a block, and with 18 inches tall, it's a bench tall, and then 2 feet wide. It's kind of like working as a big staff to allow you to go into the water. And this is actually the only way that you can actually.
They're big super steps.
Yeah,
they're not,
I mean, it's beautiful.
They're not 5.5 inch by 15 mm-hmm. inch risers. They're not stairs. But it's just, they're super steps, so you could launch a kayak. You could carry a kayak and launch it there rather than launch it on the beach. Mm-hmm. Or it could be a place you could sit actually on it. But your point, it's a good point about that projecting into the bay relative to the catchment process there.
But the theory of that is
beautiful.
Yeah.
It is pretty.
They can fix it.
And then the palm trees using the Canary Island palm, the date palm, the ornamental date palm, you know, at about 50, 60 feet on center is kind of what this is supposed to show, about 50 to 60 feet.
How tall will they be when they're planted, would you say?
Well, it's all a matter of money.
Yeah.
You know, they're real expensive. If you get 8-10 feet of trunk, I mean, they're several thousands mm-hmm. of dollars. But if we can plant them, you know, with 1 foot of trunk or 2 feet of trunk, and we can all let them grow and our grandchildren can enjoy them.
Yeah.
But they are expensive to plant in 10 to 12.
Well, people won't yell when they're little.
Yeah. What?
They won't yell when they're little.
They won't block any views.
Right.
Well, and all the new residences are going to be up 15-17 mm-hmm. feet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The new ones.
Right.
Now, are these pretty cold, Marty?
Yeah. Well, they're still here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are. For the palms, for our neighborhood, mm-hmm. they're very cold hardy.
And they're called canary palms?
They're Phoenix canariensis, which is a Canary Island ornamental palm, date palm. They're not like the edible dates that are on 225.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are real true dates. Those are true date palms.
And what's the design function of the circle at both ends?
It just, but if you're walking, I mean, it kind of just gives you a way to to turn around rather than stop and do a 180 and walk the other way. It just gives a way to terminate the linear walkway.
Because it's actually on this north side, because there are the residential surrounding that area, we don't want people to stay there, or we don't want to provide any access points at that point. So that's why we kind of like making the trip, the trail to loop back, so no one can stay at there, so they just are walking back, and they, we're trying to balance that.
It gives us a way to not end the trail.
Right.
I mean, it just comes back on itself.
You're done.
Yeah. So that's the idea of this loop thing. And then the trail just continue on top of the revetment until the other side of the park, and then loop it back. So here, I'm going to show you some sections. The section that on top is the section cut through the revetment. So just attached to the engineered solution of the riprap stone. And then we create this 8 feet wide concrete trail directly attached to the top of the riprap. And then beyond this, there's 15 to 20 feet wide, and then we're going to plant our palm trees there. And then this showing the narrower situation of the park, which is only 35 to 40 feet wide of the park. And then this is the road, Myanmar Drive, I think it's 20 feet wide, directly attached to the park. And then beyond that would be the private property, which I think all the houses at least 50 to 60 away from their frontage of their curves. And most of the house is raised up 3 to 4 feet, I guess, and then they are like two stories, and then that's why I show here that people can standing on their secondary rooms, and that's the view that they're gonna see towards to the bay. And then the second section is showing you the situations that when you cut the overlook structures, and then we cut it at the wider situation of the park, which is 120 feet to 150 feet wide. And so you can see that people, that we put some railings for the safety issues, and then people can standing here or sitting under the shade. There will be a blow up the next slide that I'm going to show you in details. Again, the trail is going to attach directly to the to this overlook structures, and then the same thing, 20 feet away from the trail, there will be palm trees. And this whole long area that we didn't put anything in, but there certainly can be some activities. The kids can fly their kites. And then beyond that would be the 20 feet of the street. And then the private property is going to be beyond that. So go to the next one. This is kind of like the blow up for the overlook structures. And you can see that the whole structure is sitting on the bed of the revetment. And then we're trying to, instead of just a 90 degree putting down to the front surface, we kind of tilt it into a degree so that you have like 5-6 feet extending towards to the water, so people can be more close to the water side. And the rigging is for the safety issue, and you know, just some simple bench structures for people to sit in here where it's more cooling. And that's basically the overlook structures.
Go to the, that one. Go to the next one.
So there this one is kind of like a perspective rendering for you to actually see what's going to be there.
They're going to be coming in from out that door.
Because we're going to be just got here, and I apologize for being late, but you'll do that. What is the, I've not heard anything about this, and where is it?
On
the waterfront?
Yeah.
Right here.
So you fall. We're trying to look kind of like, you know, because we saw at the end of each row there's a bench, a bendy, and it's quite nice for people, you know, walking by, they can have a rest. So we're kind of like pushing that ideas. You know, if you're just sitting close to the road, there will be dusty when the car park, you know, passing by, and, you know, you don't have any shade, and it will be really hard for you to sit in there during the summertime. So we're trying to pushing the road more towards to the ocean, sorry, the water from the edge of the water. So that's where you're coming
north into south.
There's four shown on the in the concept plan. There's Meadow Lawn and Forest and Shady Lawn and Oakdale.
Yeah.
To the north and the south.
Okay. So this is kind of like a blow up of that structure, only that you don't have the super staffs on the rest of them.
So this one, there's kind of big steps that go down to the water access on the last one by Shell Beach.
Okay. Yeah, so we're trying to just limit the bench area, so it's for the most kind of sitting four people the most for each of the things. Now this one kind of like illustrator rendering for when you what it's going to be look like when you see it from the road, and that's the structure, and then your whole row of the palm tree will be on the park side. Of course, that's a narrow situation when you know it's only 30 to 40 feet narrow, and then this one is a wider situation. So same thing, that you got this shade structures to overlook, and then the trail that's along the edge of the water, and then the palm trees going in. And John was looking from there.
What's next?
Talking about. Oh yeah, this is just.
Now, and as we mentioned before, the idea about the Phoenix canariensis and the palms along Miramar Park and along the walk is an opportunity to reinforce the existing Phoenix canariensis that are on your main Schroeckert Boulevard from Broadway to the bay. And so this is a diagram that suggests that the dark circles are the existing Phoenix canariensis east of Broadway. And the light green ones are the thought that we would go back in, and this is to be part of this project, because this is a separate project. But it's the idea to reinforce the identity and the character of the city of Shore Acres, which I believe is the bay and these palm trees. So this is a diagram that shows the new ones along the bay. There are still a number of them along the circle. And then we go back in between Broadway and the bay, and we add palm trees in the empty spaces. And there are some, as I mentioned before, there's some tallow trees and some other things that happen in the right-of-way. And I think we could make a strong case for removing the tallow trees to reinforce and celebrate the double row of Phoenix canariensis. Go back to the other. And then the lime greens there between 146 and Broadway, the thought there, and go to the next slide. There's our existing Shore Acres Boulevard. The thought there is that we would come back in the median and do the 50 to 60 feet. Now there are some big pine trees, and the wonderful new entry sign and identity sign is wonderful. But then we put the palms in the median. And then that ties us from 146 all the way to the bay with the Phoenix canariensis.
Can you start tomorrow?